You know, one of the greatest thing we had to overcome because of our mindset, and that is the area. You know, and I am determined, and I'm pretty free, but I am determined to be as free in that area as I am in every area of my life. And one of the areas we are has a drawback on when it comes down to money giving. We seem like the enemy want us to think we ought to be keeping. And all through the Bible, God said give. Right? Amen. All the word give and it shall be given. It said keeping it shall be given. It didn't say that, did it? He said give. Amen. And because we have the Spirit of God in us and the wisdom of God available to us. We know we just don't go out there and just throw our money to anybody and everybody come along. But we ought to be free enough to do what obey the word of God. And so James says, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read just a little portion from the Passion, and I may read from other. But I'm going to read most of this from the King James. And let's read it. James 1:22. Down through 27. And it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man who beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and what? Continueth therein. He being not a what? Forgetful here, but a doer of the work. This man might be blessed. Okay. Thank y'all for correcting me there. But this man, what? Shall be blessed in his deeds. That's reading down through 25. I'm going to move right along, but let's read this from the Passion. This will be the only time I use it tonight. Don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. For that is the essence of a self-deception. So always let his word become like portraits written and fulfilled by your life. If you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like a person who looks in the mirror of the word and discover the reflection of his faith and begin in the beginning. You perceive how God see you in the mirror of his word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. And those who set their gaze deeply, the perfecting law of liberty, are fascinated by the response of the truth. They hear and are strengthened by it. They experience what? God's blessing in all they do. How much? All they do. A hearer hears the word. Sort of like the sower, seed sower. The first one sows the seed. And the Passion said beaten paths, wayside. One translation said wayside. And the fowls come and eat the seed up. And the meaning of that, he just heard it, And it didn't even get a chance to take root, to come up or do anything. It just fell by the wayside and got devoured. Oh, he forgot it quick as he heard it. God's word is God himself. And I quote again, or make mention again, a scripture we said this morning on prayer line, Numbers 23:19. God is what? Not a man that he should lie. And neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? And then he go on to say, he said, I have blessed and I cannot reverse it. And here this verse here says in verse 25, but those who set their gaze deeply in the perfecting law of liberty are fascinated by the response of the truth. They hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's what? Blessing in all they do. And here God said, I have what? Blessed, and I can't reverse it. It can't be reversed. So we need to get in this word and find out more what God has done, because he won't reverse it. And so many times the enemy tells you that you don't qualify, you don't have enough of this, you don't have enough of that, and you this and you that. But the Lord said, I have blessed you. And blessing means having abundance, overflow. And we quoted, I think we quoted this, Landry quoted when we went off the thing. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no what? Sorrow with it. Boy, we ought to be, and that ought to get you past the tiredness tonight. Woo, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Where are you blessed? I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Where else are you? I'm blessed when I come and when I go. Hallelujah. I'm blessed when I sit down. I'm blessed when I rise up. Hallelujah. I'm blessed when I sleep. I'm blessed when I'm awake. What you mean? My life is fixed. How is it fixed? With blessing. Glory to God.